Time for Dial-A-Doc, and today we have two guests on, Carrie Wall, surgical nurse navigator, and Lindsay Bader, physical therapist. Good morning, ladies. How are both of you today?
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. Who did I just hear from there, Carrie or Lindsay?
This is Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay, and Carrie joins us too, surgical nurse navigator. Let's start off with you, Carrie. Can you tell us a little bit more about your role at FHN and what you do? And by the way, today's topic is FHN jointopoly. I'll let you tell us what that's called, program. This is for Carrie. Are you there, Carrie? Lindsay, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, Lindsay, we'll run that one by you. Can you tell us a little bit more about your role at FHN?
Sure, yeah. My name is Lindsay Bader, and I have been with FHN now for approximately 12 years. I am the primary physical therapist in FHN's hospital setting, and I provide the majority of physical therapy education prior to and directly following joint replacement surgery. And I help develop our program's total joint replacement program themed Joinopoly in 2017, and our surgical nurse navigator Carrie Wall and myself and many others now strive together to provide such patients with quality of care throughout a joint
And Carrie, tell us a little bit about your role. I think we've lost Carrie, Lindsay. Let's continue on. With nice weather finally here, a lot of people probably looking forward to getting out and enjoying it. Also a good time to consider joint replacement. Great time of the year to be doing that.
Yeah, certainly. As the weather becomes warmer, many people may feel more motivated to exercise and walk outside, which will certainly help with overall recovery. We don't have to worry about bundling up or slipping on the ice, so such warmer weather also makes it a lot easier to attend all therapy and doctor's appointments following your surgery. However, regardless of what season it is or the temperature outside, the right time is ultimately up to you. So just ask yourself, is your joint pain keeping you from doing activities that you once loved to do? And if your answer is yes, then maybe it might be the perfect time to consider joint replacement surgery.
I'm guessing some people, for example, somebody who likes to play a lot of tennis or a lot of golf, maybe they wanted to have done that in the winter so that they're ready for the summer sports. For other people, if you want to do rehab, I would think this time of year is the perfect time to be out and getting doing that. So with that, I'll ask you, what is a total joint replacement?
So with total joint replacement surgery, with that of hip surgery, it works to the total hip socket itself. It replaces the ball and the pelvic portion of your bone. And with knee surgery, the femur port, or your thigh bone, as well as the lower leg bone, which is your tibia, and in addition to the back of your kneecap, they work to remove all of the arthritis that may be causing the joint pain that you may be experiencing. So with that then, with that total hip and knee replacement, they then put a prosthesis and plastic in there to then help alleviate those symptoms.
There are a couple different types of knee replacements available at FHN. Can you maybe summarize those for us?
Yeah, so at FHN, we offer both a true match and ortho-align. They are different computerized techniques that help to customize the joint replacement for each patient. So with that of our true match, patients actually go for a CT scan of their knee prior to surgery, where it then customizes certain cutting blocks that are used during surgery itself in order to help the surgeon more specifically customize the cuts for the patient itself. Our ortho-align is an actually computerized technique that is used during surgery, which is also another method to help make that actual surgical technique more specialized and customized for each and every patient.
Well, can you tell us, Lindsay, what's different now than, say, 20 years ago? I imagine science has come an incredible long way since then.
Yes. Yeah, so in general, the prostheses that are used are very similar. Of course, throughout the process of time, these prostheses have become more specific and for each and every patient. But in general, the different surgical approaches and techniques that are used by our orthopedic surgeons, with the different technology that is available, not only are they using their professional judgment, but they're also have these interventions will allow them to be more specific and more customized to allow that for better patient fit for each and every patient.
You kind of summarized on the knee replacement. How about hip replacement? You have a fairly new procedure for that too, right?
Yeah, so at FHN, we offer two different types of hip replacements, an anterior approach, which is a front approach, but also a posterior lateral approach. The posterior lateral approach is the most like the traditional approach that we've used in past years, but a lot more patients are going more to the anterior approach or the front approach with hip replacements. With that, there are a lot less restrictions and precautions that you have after surgery. And in general, the initial treatment and the initial recovery after that following anterior hip replacement surgery is a lot less intense than after posterior lateral approaches.
And recovery much faster, easier than it used to be?
In general, when I first started at FHN about that 12 years ago, the average length of stay after a hip or knee surgery was approximately 3, 4, even sometimes 5 days. Our average length of stay now following such surgery is around 1 day. So the day after surgery, the majority of people are going home. And actually, nationwide, there are places called acute surgery centers where patients are actually going home same-day surgery. And at FHN, we have had approximately 15 people do that.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. And the sooner you get back up on your knee or your hip, the better for recovery, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the follow-up physical therapy needed when you do total joint replacement, and tell us a little bit about how long that typically can take, and you may have touched on some of that a little already.
Yeah, so past patients and us as your care team, we really stress the importance of physical therapy exercises before and after your surgery. Self-accountability with such exercise is super crucial in order to obtain your optimal recovery. So many people believe that therapy after hip replacement surgery tends to be less painful and sometimes less intense compared to that of following knee surgery. For a large focus of knee rehab, it really focuses on regaining your knee's flexibility of bending and straightening. But in general, rehab following both types of joint replacement surgery focus a lot on exercises to regain your strength and your flexibility, to help you work on walking normal again, but most importantly, to help you regain and return to your favorite activity. So initial therapy post-surgery generally takes about 3 to 6 weeks, but it's really patient-specific. And I would say, in general, like, joint replacement surgery is a lifelong commitment. So following your formal physical therapy, a continuation of a general exercise program is super highly recommended in order to maintain just your general health and well-being of your joint.
We're visiting with Lindsay Bader, physical therapist at FHN, with Dial-A-Doc today, talking about the Joinopoly program. Now, the recovery program, I think you kind of covered the Joinopoly there, was on hiatus last year because of the pandemic. So how are things looking this year with folks getting out a little bit more, a lot of people getting their second shots? Is it safe now to be calling up and getting a lot of this stuff done?
Yeah, so in general, our vision and mission of FHN's Joinopoly program, it hasn't changed. Of course, like everything else, we certainly adapted like specific processes to help keep our patients and our staff members safe. But even throughout the pandemic, we helped over about 200 people actually get their life back in 2020. So as of 2021 unfolds our certain expectations, we continue with our same plan and mission.
Now, range of motion, that's a biggie, isn't it, when you're recovering, to make sure that you don't, you know, have 60% range of motion instead of 100%. Is that a lot of the physical therapy and how much people buckle down and follow it?
Yeah, so getting your range of motion back after surgery, as I mentioned, specifically that after knee surgery, is very important. So we have a lot of focus on continued therapy once you leave the hospital setting. I would say the majority of our people go to our outpatient setting. Our main outpatient clinic is at Burchard Hills in Freeport, but our other locations are like our other offices at Mount Carroll, Lena, and our Stockton clinics. But in addition to like that in-person professional guidance of a physical therapist, in order to get that range of motion, to get your strength and your normal walking back, that self-accountability of your exercise program is so very important.
If people want to find out more, where do they go to, Lindsay?
You can find more on our website at fhn.org online. Under the specialty tab, you can look into our orthopedics, and then a joint club link will be there. And before long, we will have a little bit more specific information about our Joinopoly program in general. Each patient is given a patient education guidebook, and before surgery, they are also encouraged to go to a one-on-one physical therapy education and evaluation, in addition to an education class. And such guidebooks and that class will be available for viewing online. But if you have any specific questions regarding our Joinopoly program or any of the specific surgical interventions or techniques that FHN use, please contact our surgical nurse navigator for our orthopedic department, which is Carrie Wall. And her extension is 599-7773.
Wonderful. We lost Carrie on our phone call. There was no fault of hers. And surgical nurse navigator, we've been talking with Lindsay Bader, physical therapist, about the Joinopoly program at FHN. And this has been Dial a Doc today. Lindsay, so much. Thank you so much for all the information and thoughts you had with us today. We certainly appreciate it. I'll let you get back to work. You take care, all righty?
Great. Thank you. You have a great day.
I will. You too. Lindsay Bader, physical therapist. That's Dial a Doc for today, courtesy of FHN.